Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Vocal Revolution podcast, where we celebrate the power of our voices to change our world personally and collectively. Today's theme is loving your voice. And my name's Katie Rose, and I'm honoured to be your host on this journey. Valentine's Day is coming up, and I wanted to offer you an invitation to fall in love with the instrument inside of you, which can indeed be a messenger of love and so much more besides. Whenever I say that I'm a singer or a choir leader, people always negate themselves and their voices. They'll say, oh, you don't want to hear me singing, or I would send everyone running a mile if you heard me sing. Is it any wonder then, if these perceptions are so common, that public speaking is our number one fear, ranking above death? So this February, I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm so grateful for your listening and your time. And I'm inviting you to gift yourself some love and appreciation for your voice. As babies, we may not have had words, but through our voices, we accessed a vast repertoire of sounds: yawning, crying, yelling, burbling, babbling. Our voices were essential to our survival back then, to get attention, warmth, food. We needed to make ourselves heard any way we could. We responded to the voices of our caregivers, heard in the womb, in very specific ways, and they also responded to us, cooing over our first sounds and words. As young children, we had a sense of uninhibited vocal play and would continue to utilise the full power of our lungs as and when necessary. I think we've all seen toddlers bringing down the house in Sainsbury's. We forget that, though, as we grow adults, and we lose sometimes connection with that sense of just how extraordinary and special our voices are. So I'm just here to offer a little reminder and an invitation to romance our voices as the beautiful, special things they are this February. Sing in me, muse, and through me tell the story. Homer invokes this at the beginning of his epic poem, The Odyssey. Tell us in our time, lift the great song again, he implores. In Homer's time, in ancient Greece, 8th century BC, the muses were considered to be 9 nymphs who guided not just the arts of music, poetry, theatre, song, dancing and oratory, but also memory, history and the studies of the heavens, astronomy and astrology. They were believed to be found frequenting springs and fountains. Libations of milk, honey and water flowed at temples to invoke their inspiring presence. Artists flocked to take part in the great festival of the muses, held at a temple and theatre at Mount Helicon, of which ruins still remain. The muses have been romanced and invoked through innumerable pieces of art and music over the centuries. In our times, 2,822 years later, we hear the contemporary voice of a young poet, Joyce Chen, ringing through her poem Muse, runner-up in one of our own musical festivals, the BBC Proms Poetry Competition. Her poem was inspired by Weinberg's cello concerto, and it's called Muse. 1. Night clings to her like some beauty, due to a petal. Others near and draw away, allured by her melancholic magnetism. Her bitter breath frosts their pallid frames. 2. Emerging from dawn, subtle as a silver cat leaping rooftops, slinking from the slumbering streets. A tipsy tune coaxes distant memory from the cobbles, the teasing lull bobbing and bowing to her tread. 3. They yearn to dissect her strangeness, springing up like grass blades to seize her heels. chaos blooming in her shadow, thirsting to be first, to extinguish her. A strange dusk is caught in these thorns, creeping in, swallowing all into its slick belly. 4. She is fighting the fade of the light trail, pleading for a pathway, a return to distant morning. Her sweet voice spirals into dimming skies as the iridescence of her skin evaporates. I'm sure you'll agree with me that that's an incredibly atmospheric invocation of the muse for today. And perhaps that prompts reflections for you on what the muse and what inspiration means to you. What is creative inspiration, that mysterious thing that has intrigued writers and artists throughout centuries? Whilst we may not offer libations today, we do need to put aside moments of time and space to invite vocal inspiration and love our voices. So take a moment right now. Steady your breathing and focus your attention on your voice. As the unique instrument within you, it's intimately connected with all aspects of your being, physical, mental, emotional, social and spiritual. You could imagine it as the many petals of a rose or the rings of an onion or a great tree. Your voice has passed through all the years of your life since birth. It has been there singing at every happy birthday. It was wept with you at every leave-taking and loss. It has laughed with joy at every celebration. Your voice has been the vessel through which your emotions, passions, longings, ideas, thoughts have flowed outwards into the world. Your voice can invite people to connect with you and facilitate powerful shared experiences. It also communicates the definition of your unique pathway in life, an anatomical wonder more unique than your fingerprint. Your voice arises in the spaces and the matter of your living, breathing body. It can fly high like a songbird and swoop down to the growly gravel of the earth below. It can radiate out warm goodwill and scorch with fiery anger. It can start a revolution, a returning to yourself in every moment. In this moment of connection, can you allow a feeling of warm appreciation to rise in you as you take a deep breath from the belly, filling lungs and opening the heart? Might there be a whisper of the muse in your ear about a song longing to take flight, a book waiting to be written, a truth calling to be spoken? Listen quietly in this moment and let the layers of the voice unfold. So that was a little bit from a song called The Rose Chant, which I was inspired to create by the Muses some years ago and which features on my album The Singing Tree. And it just came to mind because it felt like that whole process of unfolding the layers of ourselves through our voices is such a beautiful, magical, mysterious thing. to support that process, from the 1st to the 14th of February, I'm going to be offering a daily prompt with an invitation to gift your voice a few special moments of love and attention. There's just going to be gentle ways to activate some of those lovely layers for anyone at any stage of their vocal journey. It's not going to be excessively technical. It's just going to be some fun invitations, things like taking our voice out for a walk and listening for ourselves with the symphony of sound around us. For example, here's 10 seconds of crows that I heard earlier today. I'm not sure what exactly was going on, but they were having this incredible confab at the top of two trees and making these incredible sounds. You can hear there's a little bit of wind in the background as well, because it's a little bit windy today. But just wanted to give you a 10-second blast as an example of just some of the incredible sounds that we might find when we take our voice on a little walk. You know, that's what voice is all about for me. It's about a full stereophonic, symphonic listening for all the layers within ourselves and all the layers that we encounter in the world outside of us, which can, of course, at times be overwhelming. But I believe when we actually develop the capacity to hold that and to engage with that, our voice can be this incredible instrument to support us in our journey through life. So that's just one example of one of the prompts we might be undertaking in the 14 days. And it's going to conclude with a special online Love Your Voice celebration from 6 to 7 on Zoom on Valentine's Day. So do feel free to come along to that, whether you've done the prompts or not, and just come along for an hour of celebrating voice with me. If you'd like to take part, just come on over and join me on the socials. That's at Katie Rose Window on places like Facebook and Instagram. Or you can sign up on my website, which is www.therosewindow.org. I'm going to sign off now with an arrangement of Red Red Rose I arranged just recently for Burns Night and Valentine's Day. With lots of love to you and your amazing voice.
Red Red Rose. Oh,
my love
is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in you. Oh,
my love
is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune.
As fair are you.
So deep, so deep in love, am I,
and I will love you still, my love, till all the seas run dry.
Red, red rose,
and the rocks melt with the sun.
Oh, I will love you still, my dear, though the sands of time shall run.
And fare you well,
you, my only love.
And
fare you well.